Good morning, brethren and sisters. Have we ever stopped and actually thought about what brings us here on a Sunday? What motivates us to come here? Why do we come here? What will bring us back next week or the week after? Why do we keep on doing it? Is it because of love or some sense of fear? Is it a sense of duty or is it out of passion? Or is it obedience or is it a habit? Or is it simply we didn't have a better alternative on the day? That's why we're here. What drives us to remember our brother's self-sacrifice? What is our main goal in being here today? So, as tends to be my way, there has already been a few questions asked, and there will be a few more, but it is mostly going to be up to all of us to answer these. I'm not going to necessarily provide the answer for everyone. So, what is the main function or purpose of our memorial meeting we conduct here every Sunday? It is to remember the Lord Jesus Christ, and more specifically, what he did, which has opened an opportunity for us to share in immortality in God's kingdom. But is this the only reason? It is also to strengthen and encourage one another by remembering the Lord's sacrifice with like-minded believers. Is this necessary for our salvation, though? Or is this just some deep ingrained tradition that we're doing? Do we share the bread and wine together simply because of tradition? Now, I think this is a fairly easy one to answer, but just in case anyone's unsure, we'll read from Luke chapter 22 during the Last Supper. It says, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Now, if this verse from Luke chapter 22 isn't quite good enough yet, we'll read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'll read verses 23 to 29. These are fairly well known. They're quite often read out from up the front here just before we share the emblems. It says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Now, I'm sure there's many other verses we can point to, but it really, for me, is that simple. Jesus set a standard or example for us, and then immediately instructed his disciples to follow that example until he returns. But let's get back a little bit. Why do we do it every Sunday? And is it really necessary to break bread with each other in person? Why can't we just sell the hall and all stay home every Sunday and just have our own quiet meeting? Well, of course we have to break bread with each other because our Constitution says so. Case closed. But of course, that's not good enough in itself. And that's not actually why we continue to meet with each other. So why do we often promote meeting together in person rather than just doing our own thing at home? Why do we think it's better to meet in person, if we can? We'll look up a few more verses. These are well known and often quoted, so no need to find them for yourselves if you don't want to. The first one is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 26, where it says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." It's hard to argue with these verses. They don't seem to be ambiguous, and they seem very clear in the message that is being delivered. Remembering Jesus through the bread and wine is a commandment. We not only have a duty to do this in service to Jesus, but also, just as importantly, in service to each other. And even more importantly than that, we have to do it as we see the signs of Jesus' return. We have to be more vigilant. Now, there's no dispute that there's plenty going on across the world, and they are all things that mankind can't seem to be able to find a solution to or even agree upon what the problem actually is. There's plenty of environmental stuff, and of course, as always, there's plenty of political stuff. And even worse, these things seem to be accelerating, and they seem to be becoming more frequent. Moving on to the second part of the question, why do we do this every Sunday? Or do we even have to do this every Sunday? The reason I ask this is I've heard a line pushed that it's okay to stay home or to fill our Sundays doing something else because we can remember Jesus any day of the week. It doesn't have to be a Sunday. Now, while this may be true, a significant part of remembering Jesus is actually about helping each other get to the kingdom. It's not just about ticking a box for our own benefit. Once again, we turn to the Bible. Acts chapter 20, verse 7 says, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow." So it shows here the first day of the week was when the disciples met to remember Jesus. Now, it's a funny little detail to have recorded if it doesn't hold any value. Is it just coincidental? And that's what suited Paul best at the time, so that's what was recorded. Looking at all this from a logical point of view, have a think about the focal part of all worship within Christianity. As far as I'm aware, every Christian-based religion has some sort of worship or service which focuses on Christ on Sunday, the first day of the week. But why? When did this start? Did this probably start right back with the apostles? Or do we think that maybe in some time, in some unrecorded history, a group of worldwide influential leaders from all the various Christian groups all got together and decided that Sunday, and every Sunday from there on out, was going to be the day for worship? Now, perhaps we're getting a little bit silly here, but I think I know what is more likely. If it appears a standard has lasted 2,000 years, then I think it's a pretty decent standard to at least consider. This is not to say that it has to be a Sunday and can't happen any other day, but I think we are getting the point. It's just another part of being a united body, working our way towards the kingdom together. That's the point. So at this point, I think it's worth mentioning that even though it may appear that something so simple as a memorial meeting is really being overanalyzed here or being trivialized today, I think it's actually worth going through. And also, I really want to stress there is no judgment being passed from up here with any of these thoughts. It may be such a simple part of our service to God, but I think it is also the most fundamental and central part of our service. It's what keeps us grounded to God's word on a weekly basis. It's what brings our minds back to task. It's what renews our connections with each other, being here in person with each other. Unfortunately, the fact that we do this every Sunday makes it easy for us to possibly grow complacent or lose focus of the importance of what we're actually doing here. The fact that we do this every Sunday does not mean that we can take this for granted. It's now maybe worth us all asking how we justify our decisions in relation to our time here on Sunday. So what do we do when we're here? So firstly, if we decide to not come in just because we don't feel like it, how do we reconcile that? Or when we are here, a small thing like where we sit, do we sit up the front, in the middle, down the back? If we happen to get upset with something or someone, have a good think about why. What are we getting upset about? Is it worth it, or are we really having to scratch to justify being upset? Along similar lines, unfortunately, historically, it seems that Sunday is apparently the best day for airing personal grievances with each other. When we think about what we are trying to achieve by meeting here together, is straight after the meeting the best time to pin someone on a fault that we think they have or an error that we think they have made? Now, once again, there's no judgment being passed up here, as there are many known and unknown reasons why people do things. They are just thoughts that I have, and perhaps things to think about for ourselves. As is good to ask with just about everything we do in our lives, would we still make the same decision if Jesus was here with us? If we knew Jesus was attending our meeting here today, would that change things like if we actually attended, firstly? Or where we sat, or these days, how often we look at our phones, or how we interact with each other, how we talk to each other. Would we do that differently? The scary thing for me with all of this is that Jesus is actually here with us every single week, and not just represented through the bread and wine. We recall the words of Matthew chapter 18 where it says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." We may not be able to see him here with us, but that doesn't mean he is not here with us. He's in this room right now. Definitely something to think about. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is going to return. That's why we are all here. This is what we all believe to be true. One day, this is going to be our last meeting together. If this was our last meeting together, Would we be happy with our attitude and our behavior today? Would we feel comfortable when we can see Jesus and we have to face him, knowing that this is the last effort we made? As we share these emblems together, let's make sure the significance of what we are doing here today, what we do here every week, is not lost on us. These are the symbols of the body and the blood of a real man who willingly died for us.